This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. There seem to be many different reasons for the gridlock in Washington, D.C. It's considered to be mostly due to political polarization. We've been hearing that for weeks now. Other problems may be structural, built into the American political system. Either way, it's worth noting that the kind of paralysis we're seeing now almost never happens in Western European democracies. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been wondering whether there's something to be learned from looking overseas.
Every year, the American Political Science Association appoints a task force to study one big, important research question.
In the last year, I've been president of the American Political Science Association up till September 1.
This is Jane Mansbridge of the Harvard Kennedy School, and her task force...
Mine was on negotiating agreement in politics.
Mansbridge wanted to understand why there's so much stalemate in the U.S. right now. And she realized one way to look at the question is by comparing the U.S. to places where there's less paralysis.
You're asking, do other democracies have this problem? The answer is not many, because we have what you might call a very strong separation of powers.
The separation of powers is essential to the American political system. The president needs Congress to pass bills. Congress needs the president to sign bills into law. The courts can declare laws unconstitutional. In most of Europe, things work differently. Tomas Rissa is a professor of international politics at the Free University of Berlin.
In most European parliamentary democracies, the prime ministers all the chancellors are not directly elected by the people, but they're elected by the parliament itself, as a result of which they usually have a stable majority.
It would be as if the American president's party always controlled Congress, too. Of course, America will never become a parliamentary system. But even setting that aside, there are other lessons the U.S. can take from Europe. Kathy Jo Martin of Boston University helped run the Comparative Politics Task Force. She says money shapes the American political system in powerful ways. Right now, if a lawmaker doesn't toe the line, outside groups can threaten to bankroll challengers. Martin says that does not happen elsewhere.
I think the campaign finance issue is probably the single most important difference between America and the rest of the world.
How many other countries with highly functioning democracies are there with unlimited or close to unlimited donation rules?
Gosh, I can't think of any.
Really?
Almost all countries control finance.
President Obama expressed the same concern last week at a White House news conference while acknowledging that he's not entirely innocent either.
You know, you have some ideological extremist who has a big bankroll, and they can entirely skew our politics.
The political scientists on this project found other ways that European democracies avoid gridlock. For example, Professor Mansbridge says Europeans more often hold key meetings in private.
When you've made a decision, like the Supreme Court, you explain it. But you don't necessarily let the public see everything you do.
Republican Congressman Paul Ryan seemed to take that lesson to heart when reporters tried to question him after a White House meeting on Thursday.
Can you be more specific about his concerns?
I'd rather not, because we're negotiating right now. No offense, we're not going to negotiate through the media. We're going to negotiate straight with the White House.
So are any important changes likely to happen? Will the pattern of gridlock subside anytime soon? Well, here's a quick survey of a few experts who have studied the issue the most closely. Kathy Jo Martin of Boston University.
And I have to admit to a fair amount of pessimism.
Alan Jacobs from the University of British Columbia.
The honest answer is I'm pretty pessimistic.
And finally, I asked Tomas Rissa in Berlin. How does this look from Europe?
Pretty dysfunctional, I have to say.
At least on this point, the U.S. and Europe see things exactly the same way. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.